frown. Her violent intentions lately coming around. Reflective storytelling always just goes to show. To hell and back she's coming around. Oh, don't you know? Intentions lately coming around, but I can hear the footsteps crawling from down across the hall. Yelling back, she's coming around. Oh, don't you know? Heavy metal baby screaming, I'm your believer leading. Nail creeping down my spine, helling me the cheese on my.
Was Heavy Metal Baby by Drop Top Alibi, a straight-up rock and roll band who've shared the stage with artists like Finger Eleven, The Wild, and Teenage Head. Their most recent single, Summer Nights and City Lights, was produced by 5-time Juno Award-winning producer and songwriter Michael Hansen. I spoke with guitarist and lead vocalist Brandon Gregory over Skype. Brandon, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
No problem. Thanks for having us, man.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. When did you first pick up a guitar?
I started playing, I think I was 12 or 13. I was playing piano at the time. It was something, you know, mom wanted to get us involved in something. And then I saw School of Rock and heard Black Dog for the first time when I asked my dad what the let out was. And it was probably the first time I ever got high, realistically. And I just, can I play guitar now, please? And the rest is history.
Do you have a favorite guitar, one that's really special to you?
I mean, the Les Paul is so cool, like the classic silhouette of that. But like, I personally own an SG and a Gretsch semi-hollow body, and that thing plays beautifully. It's basically the same guitar that Malcolm Young had, just not as old. And that thing is so user-friendly, and the spectrum of sound you can achieve with it is pretty remarkable, especially considering that Dylan, the lead guitar player in the band, does play a Les Paul. I very much needed to kind of find a guitar that would work in the Malcolm Young role. So I figured, yeah, let's just get that guitar then.
Do you remember what the very first record was that you ever bought for yourself?
It was AC/DC's High Voltage. It was the
Ooh.
very first AC/DC album. I mean, I had been, when I was around that age, like Nickelback was like just turning into the international sensation that they would become. So I had been like given a couple of their CDs and, you know, I enjoyed the music. But once I saw School of Rock, it was just like, Dad, what is all of this? And of course, that was stuff he loved, and he had a lot of cassettes. And, you know, I'd get allowances and stuff like that, you know, like most little kids growing up in suburbia did. And I went and I bought High Voltage because I recognized it was a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll from School of Rock. And I just went with that because it's all I knew. And that was an album that I had to throw it away because I listened to it so much in my little Walkman in like 2003 or four, whenever it was. And that was, yeah, that was a game changer for sure.
You were last year's winners at the 97.7 FM Rock Search. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That puts you in illustrious company like Finger 11, the Glorious Sons, and the Trues. Has it opened up some doors for you?
Yeah, actually, it was, thank you very much. Yeah, it was cool. It was a great, you know, the current rock landscape in North America, let alone Canada right now, it's, you know, it's a small world. It's a very competitive world, and there's so many great musicians. So to have the opportunity to put yourself in a category with bands who've had so much success, both past, present, and future as well. I mean, the Glorious Sons are just getting started, really, you know. It's been great. And yeah, I mean, as far as our own kind of soliciting to managers and agents and getting asked to be on bigger shows, having a better draw, you know, it's really opened up a lot of doors. We got to play with Finger 11 and I, Mother Earth, this past summer, which, you know, overnight, like the numbers on social media went up almost tenfold. All of a sudden, streaming numbers are up. You're hearing your song get played in grocery stores and, you know, at the gym and stuff. It's cool. You know, it's definitely given us the opportunity to just continue to work as hard as we do and start to see some result. That's for sure.
Your most recent single, Summer Nights and City Lights, was produced by 5-time Juno Award winner Michael Hansen. What was it like working with him?
Yeah, it was a really cool process. He was the original drummer of Glass Tiger, you know, and was writing partners with Alan Frew. And to be honest with you, I'm forgetting the other gentleman's name who helped write a lot of songs in that band. So his, you know, we went to him for, you know, one reason and one reason only. Your strength is a songwriter. You know, we know that we write songs that people enjoy. We enjoy them. But, you know, there's always room for improvement. How do you make things leaner? How do you, you know, certain songs we felt like were lacking in parts. Maybe some more color or some expansion here or there can work. So we were really interested to explore what working with him would be like. And we did extensive pre-production with him, probably 3 months worth. We worked through 7 songs and ended up doing 3. And you know what he was able to add to the songs really elevated the sections that needed a little bit of love. And it was a really interesting process. It was a really organic process. You know, he's very much like how people describe what working with a guy like Rick Rubin is like, you know, stays quiet, runs the session, doesn't say much until something just comes through his head. And then he starts to speak and you kind of, oh, okay, what do you got? And you try it out, you work on it. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, this works really well. Let's keep rolling with it. It was really cool. It was a really good experience. We learned a lot about songwriting and, you know, be fearless. Don't worry about having to write a 3-minute song because you can always do a radio edit. Just be fearless, but keep in mind that you are trying to write the best song that you can when you are approaching singles. And we took that mentality to heart and we were really pleased with what we got. And on top of that, you know, he's an experienced guy who came from an era where, you know, there's no hiding. You had to know how to get sounds. You had to know how to play. So he had a lot of like veteran tricks for tone chasing and how to mic acoustic guitars and record my voice, which was the biggest thing. Recording my voice has always been a bit of a challenge just because of where my voice sits in the frequency scale. You know, mix guys were always having a hard time you know, giving me a mix back where I felt like I sounded like how I actually sound. And working with Hanson really brought the sonic quality of the band to life. And it was a great learning experience. And the end result, we've been quite pleased with. And it's yielded good results. I mean, Summer Night's music video is just without a doubt the best thing we got going on our YouTube channel right now. And it's really opened up a lot of doors in the United States as well. Because, you know, we had a publicist working for us. They were able to get it on all kinds of like video countdowns and different college radio shows and things like that. It just, people responded extremely well to it. And we're very pleased that we had a chance to attach Michael's name to it too, because, you know, especially in Canada, anytime you reach out to somebody and say, here's our new song, you know, and you say Juno Award winning, you know, people are going to be a little more inclined to see who it is. And we've definitely seen some positive results from that.
Some